but all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute? That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track prepay loyalty program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular of Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track loyalty program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years in three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Get your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $40 off, or buy three Napa Shocks or Struts and get the fourth free. Ubley Motor Service has sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacements, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288, or in Ubley at 658-8538.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where you're listening to Cruise 102.1 basketball and first round or second round district action from the Class C. Mary Lee Schock, Sue Schrader. I'll tell you what, Mary Lee, that was a very, very fast, up-tempo game. Exactly what we thought it was going to be, other than we thought it would be a little bit closer. Ubley couldn't seem to get the handle on the baskets at the other end. They're down by 18, but this is a role reversal because the last time they were here, it was Harbor Beach down by 13, and they come back for the win. So I definitely wouldn't say Ubley's out of this. Ubley had a 13-point lead that they squandered the last time over Harbor Beach here, and Harbor Beach come back to win that game.
Yeah, you're not going to say the same thing in the second half, for sure. Both teams will make adjustments, and we're going to see a different half. It's 16 more minutes. They both know they need to go at it, so they'll come out tough. They're not going to roll over, for sure.
That's sure. So what are you going to give me for some information there on what Ubley has to do?
You know what? Their guards. I still think it's their guards. As much as, you know, Leifrant has 10 points himself, you know, I mean, he's got more than half the points. They have to shoot from the outside a little bit. They have to do something to get that defense to come out because they're packing it in. And the scores that Leifrant has got, a lot of them have been drives to the baseline.
And for Harbor Beach, I think they just need to come out and continue with that same pressure. They need to bring 16 more minutes of pressure like they had in the first half, and they'll be moving on then to play the winner of USA Lakers. Ubley, on the other half, has to step up, and we have to see the defensive intensity that we saw out of them on Monday night. They need to come back and attack, and this is something I talked about. I don't know if it was you last night or somebody else, but the best way to get at a team that is attacking you is to attack back. Because they're already playing at a faster pace, and they're trying to score off of their defense. So if you turn around and force their offense to do the same thing, a lot of people at this level of the game have a tendency to overreact and get panicky because now both ends of the court are going faster than that they wanted to control.
And the thing is, if you haven't trained your kids to do that, it's easy to philosophize and say, attack pressure. Well, you better have some ball handling skills to attack pressure, and that is just dribbling ball handling, but you better have kids moving. Right now, it appears that the Harbor Beach kids know where their cutters or where their people are that are rolling to the basket, and they're able to get them the ball. Ubley needs to do that a little bit more. They need to read into each other's thoughts and move a little bit better.
Ubley's actually almost telegraphing their passes and making it real easy for Harbor Beach to jump their passing lanes. We could see that when they were coming up the court. It was real apparent on where they wanted to go. I think Ubley needs to adjust their press break a little bit different and bring more people up to the timeline versus spreading out the court like they are. We saw them beat Cass City press by having two guys back. Tonight I think they only need to have one guy back. So
yeah.
Go ahead with the stats that you have for the first half.
I think, and I would put Leifrant in the middle of that press to break it rather than having dribble up. Persky, no free throws there, just a couple. Eric Boone, 2 points. Leifrant, 10. Kaufman, 2. Nowicki, 2. They need a little bit more balance on scoring. Dracovich for Harbor Beach is 3. Sorensen, 3. Ginther,
up, let's see, 4 three-pointers in the game, and Harbor Beach comes in averaging 4 three-pointers a game, so they've already hit that average. Harbor Beach also comes in averaging about 60 points a game right now and giving up.